This is
Hardwired for Worship.
I've been watching my childhood on old tapes from the past. I remember the young Lord, but we grew up too fast.
Welcome to the Encounters podcast about seeing in the spiritual realm with your hosts, Jana Rawling and Sharon Luzzi. We believe that more people are experiencing the spiritual realm today, or at least there's an increased awareness because of the internet, podcasts, radio, television, all offering more supernatural-oriented content. Our goal for this podcast is to shine the light in dark places of our lives and to prepare you for your supernatural spiritual journey, for which we bless you in the mighty name of Jesus.
We were playing assholes. Soldiers, making swords out of pens. Oh, we used to be closer. Things were better back then. There were no monsters. There were no.
So I have, and again, I have several scriptures here. Let me just pick one. Oh, this is an important one. Matthew 24:24. For false messiahs and false prophets will appear and perform great signs and wonders to deceive, if possible, even the elect. If we're seeing things in the spirit that, you know, or signs and wonders, we always have to use discernment.
Mm-hmm.
No matter what, we have to use discernment. And we have to, you know, if we just ask where Jesus is in this moment, in this situation, you're going to be in a good place. If Jesus doesn't show up, you might want to just drop it or get out of there. I'm like,
right.
Run.
No. And I think, too, maybe even bearing witness to your spirit, too, is a big one.
Oh, for sure.
You should follow those little hints. Don't deny them. Don't push them away.
Yeah. Yeah, that's good.
Mm-hmm.
Because signs will actually, again, they're guiding. They're always going to lead back toward God's glory. Mm-hmm. They're always going to point to confirm the power and the word of God.
Mm-hmm.
That's just the way it is. We can get caught up in that, though. Okay, so there's a saying that There's a devil behind every bush, right? And I don't know if you guys have heard that or not. I've heard it at several churches that I've gone to. But, yes, there is a devil behind every bush. You know, if you're looking for a devil, if you're constantly looking for demons and wanting to see them, that's what you're going to see.
Mm-hmm.
And we talked about this a little on another episode where we were talking about, you know, what you're beholding is what you're going to see.
Correct.
Yeah. So if you focus on the demonic, you're going to see the demonic. And what that does, though, is it turns us away from God. And I'm like, I have scriptures on that, too.
You know, right?
I just have so many, because it's important. This is really important that we understand the difference so that we don't get in that situation where we are being deceived. And then maybe we become a false prophet because of the deception.
Right.
And that's exactly where Satan wants us.
Mm-hmm.
You know? Especially people who just flow in the gifts, like seeing, you know? The enemy wants us squashed or working for him, thinking we're working for God. That's...
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's an... Yeah.
Yeah, I'm looking and I still don't see that scripture. I must have put it in another file.
I don't know.
Oh, here's a 2 Thessalonians 2:9. The coming of the lawless one will be in accordance with how Satan works. He will use all sorts of displays of power through signs and wonders that serve the lie.
Ooh, that's really... Ooh.
Ouch.
Right?
Yeah.
Can I share something really quick while we were sitting here? I've been looking at some other stuff as I do on and off, but we're looking at the Python spirit specifically. So as we were sitting here, that spirit is the personification of the oracles of Satan.
Ooh. Ew. I can see that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So in the divination, and it's attached to divination.
Of course.
In the New Testament, where the Witch of Endor is walking around, they talk about Pythos and Pythinius, and depending on the trans Greek words they're using, but it all goes back to Satan, of course. And that's what they're doing. The divination is attached to that.
Wow.
And divination is peering into the spirit realm without permission.
Oh, I love that.
It's without permission.
Wow.
Because you're serving another god. You're not a god. You're serving Satan, period.
Right.
Yeah. Which fear is always laced into that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And what I was going to say with there's a devil behind every bush is that if you go to the opposite, you know, swing the pendulum the other direction, you know, because people can get caught up in that, but then people can also get caught up in looking for a sign
mm-hmm.
or a prophecy
mm-hmm.
behind every bush.
Mm-hmm.
It's also something that you can focus so much on that you're forgetting to live your life.
Yes.
And actually serve God.
Yes.
Because you're focusing on seeing these signs. These,
yes.
These, they're not even signs. A lot of times they're just some sort of symbolism.
Yes.
Is really what it ends up being.
Yes.
And, you know, and I know a lot of people that do that
mm-hmm.
where they're like, oh, let's put a prophecy out there about the fill in the blank. So it could be a sports game. It could be something in the air, like the clouds or a storm that's happening.
Mm-hmm.
It could be a salt shaker. I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
But it could be anything. And trust me, I was telling Sharon this the other day, like if I took my dining room table, which by now, at this point I wouldn't show anybody because
it looks very creative because we are creative and we're on it.
We got several stations going here of different work. I have a large table. But anyway, I could take this table and I could prophesy about every little piece of whatever that's on the table.
Mm-hmm.
I could find symbolism in it.
Mm-hmm.
I could find, you know, whatever. But that's where we're getting into trouble. That's mm-hmm. divination. That's mm-hmm. looking for, and it's symbolism. It's looking for messages in the daily things around you all the time.
Yeah, it's God will do it here and there, and I believe that's an encouragement for us. I really believe
mm-hmm.
that. But if that's your focus, it actually becomes your God.
It does.
Yeah, I just to go along with that, one time we went up to church on the high desert, and it was awesome. Kent Henry was there back in the day when he was like amazing. He still is. But he was flowing the prophetic flow song then before anybody really did.
Mm-hmm.
And he's had amazing worship teaching. So we went, and after we left, the Lord says, this church worships worship.
Ouch.
Wasn't on Kent Henry, but then the Lord spoke to me later. I'm like, oh, yeah.
Which is a good thing to know, that
mm-hmm.
you can worship.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Wow.
So that's where you get into trouble.
Right. You can worship these little symbols and
mm-hmm.
signs
mm-hmm.
and, you know, constantly. I could go on and on about that.
Mm-hmm.
So definitely interpret the meaning, because there's a reason why you're seeing something.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you ask Holy Spirit, He will reveal it to you.
Mm-hmm.
And kind of like what Sharon and I were doing earlier, we get quiet and we have to listen, and sometimes it's revealed to us instantly. Sometimes it's revealed to us years from now.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
it's true.
Sometimes you see things and you're like, and you just have to kind of file it away, kind of
yep.
put it on
the
top
computer.
Shelf.
Yep.
And, eventually Holy Spirit will bring it back up to you and you'll be like, oh, that's right. This, I've seen this before.
Yes.
And this is what it means.
Yes.
So I love how God does that. He like gives you these little hints before it happens so that you're not totally shocked.
Yes.
When it really happens mm-hmm. and it's really revealed to mm-hmm. you. I love that. Mm-hmm. That's always helpful.
Right.
And you know, if you don't know, like I said, what I'm saying is if you don't know what it means at that moment, that's okay.
Yeah, I think you should ask the Lord.
Yeah.
You don't necessarily need to share it. I mean, it's very exciting. Many times we want to share, but sometimes, a lot of times, it's for you. It's a communication. Again, it's another form of communication from the Lord. And we just need to file it in our computer of our mind. So that we understand what it's for. That's the responsibility part.
Right. And sometimes that responsibility comes in having to share it with someone, and you might not feel like you want to.
That too.
But if God's showing it,
mm-hmm.
it's important. Mm-hmm. So we've got to, again, just ask Holy Spirit, what is this for? When do I say it? Who do I say it to? You know, ask mm-hmm. all those questions.
Yeah, or make sure who it's for.
Yeah.
You know, all that, don't assume.
Exactly. Because I've heard a lot of that, too, where, you know, you're sitting in a prayer meeting and suddenly somebody says something and then you're the first person they see and they say it's for you and you're like, which is a good point. Mm-hmm. So how should you react when someone does that?
Often if that's happened to me, but I listen, I don't argue with them or discourage them. I'll ask them questions. If they seem like they're trying to really shove it on me, I'll just say it like that. I will tell them that's really not witnessing to me.
Right.
That's only happened once or twice. But overall, I just, you know, you're not going to slam the person with it. Right. If it's incorrect. And then if you know the person, you know, and I'm talking about maybe knowing more of their personal stuff, you might go, okay, well, they're suffering through that at the moment or whatever. Keep it to yourself. Just be quiet and zip your lip. That's the love part.
Yeah.
Ask the Lord, you know, is there any truth in this? Right. You know.
You need to discern.
Yeah, you need to ask the questions about who and what and why.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I like what you said about not, you know, like, discouraging the person necessarily.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I had a situation recently
mm-hmm.
when I went to the sort of retreat. It was a writer's retreat. And first day, hadn't even met this woman.
Mm-hmm.
She comes and sits down next to me on my cot.
Mm-hmm.
And she starts saying stuff to me, mm-hmm. like prophesying stuff.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And I'm listening, and I'm going, no, no, maybe, no.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and so when she was done, I was, the whole time she was doing that, and I was going, I don't think so. I was asking Holy Spirit, what do you want me to do with this?
Mm-hmm.
What am I going to say to this mm-hmm. woman? And he told me to tell her she was wrong.
Yes, and there are times we need to do that. Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Yeah, and it was kind of hard because I didn't even know this lady. So what I did was I put my arm around her and I said, are you willing to take some feedback about that word?
Mm-hmm.
And she said, yeah, sure. So I was able to tell her in a loving way what parts were correct and I was feeling, but then what parts were not fitting into my life at that moment. And that I would, you know, listen and maybe they would fit at another time. But for right now, it had nothing to do with what I was going through mm-hmm, or whatever. Mm-hmm. So it was kind of hard,
mm-hmm.
you know?
Yeah, it makes it difficult.
Excuse me.
But the other thing is, too, is we're leaders and ministers. We've seen a lot already. If there's a person who's causing damage in a seeing gift, just as much as a hearing gift, you know, or a speaking, you know, a prophesying type gift in that way where you're hearing it and someone's going around causing damage.
Yeah.
Please listen to the people that come to you and say, well, this is what I experienced with this person. don't shut them down either, because you may have to really go to that person and say something.
Right. And you know, if we're doing the godly conflict resolution, mm-hmm. we're going straight to that person mm-hmm, mm-hmm. and solving the issue. Mm-hmm. And if that doesn't work, then you mm-hmm. go to, you know, mm-hmm. someone above them, mm-hmm. sort of in the hierarchy of things. But
mm-hmm. I've seen people being very wounded, and they may even have a fairly accurate prophetic gift, but then they're using it to literally hurt people. I've seen that.
Right.
And the leaders of the wherever I was at would ignore it. Yeah. So you, for responsibility wise, you have a responsibility when someone speaks to you, and you have responsibility when you speak to someone else.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Especially when it becomes a corporate thing like that. Mm-hmm. That's just, you know, and I have this other example of a prophet woman mm-hmm, mm-hmm. that she asked me to work with her. Mm-hmm. And we had gone down. So I'm new to her, new to this. And I thought, okay, well, I'll feel it out. Mm-hmm. See what the Lord wants to do with this. Mm-hmm. I don't know, you know. So she invites me to go to this meeting with her, and I'm thinking, okay, whatever. It's just a meeting at the church. It was a church where she was new, and she was actually brought on as their prophet, the office of prophet. So she was going to be the church prophet. Okay. So we go to this meeting, and we have a bunch of people sitting around this conference room table, and they start telling her basically that they're concerned because a lot of the words that she's been giving people are incorrect. Mm-hmm. They're just not right. That, and an example that they gave was that she told two of their youth that they need to stop doing drugs, but they weren't doing drugs.
Yeah.
But see, she said they were doing drugs mm-hmm. and that they needed to stop. Mm-hmm. And that was a situation where, you know, they brought it up to her, which was good. Problem was that she said, you know, they brought up the scripture that talks about how we prophesy in part, and then we know, yeah, so we're prophesying, but we always have that filter of us. Mm-hmm. And so we have to, that's where we have to be careful, is the us filter. Mm-hmm. And so they brought that up to her, and she kept saying, I only say what I hear from the Lord. I only say what I see. And they were like, well, but it wasn't right. Mm-hmm. And people are coming to us and telling us.
Right.
And then she said, well, I don't read the Bible. I don't know mm-hmm. that scripture. Mm-hmm. I about died. I was like, I'm out of here. Like, right. Oh my God.
Well, there was some discernment issues with them already that
right,
they put her in that position.
Her. Yeah, mm-hmm. yeah. Well, to note, the all the people sitting around the table, mm-hmm. and this was like 10 years ago, mm-hmm. they were all younger than me. Mm-hmm. So it was kind of like they were the youth almost, mm-hmm, mm-hmm. you know. When mm-hmm. I thought that was wonderful that they
at least
addressed it. Mm-hmm. And I don't know what happened honestly after mm-hmm, that. Mm-hmm. I bailed. Mm-hmm. I totally bailed. I was like, I'm not partnering with anybody who doesn't read the Bible. Mm-hmm. I'm sorry. Mm-hmm. Like, that's just, you can't say you're a prophet and not read the Bible.
Right.
These two things don't fit. Mm-hmm. So yeah, it was pretty funny. But again, it's that discernment, asking questions, you know, all that good stuff. I do have one more scripture that I want to read. It's a little bit long, but as I read it, I would like for everyone to try to see what I'm reading. Mm-hmm. Because that's what the prophecies in the Bible are there for. That's why they're so descriptive, because they're trying to put words to what they're seeing, which is really hard to do sometimes, because things in the spirit you almost can't explain.
Yeah, there's times when it's very difficult because it's not earthly.
It's not earthly, exactly. It's like we just don't have the human words for it, or the, I don't know. Yeah, it's really hard. But so this is John in Revelation 1, 12 through 20. And I keep coughing, so I might have to pause a second, but I will read. It says, when I turned to see the voice, that was speaking to me. I just love that. Mm-hmm. I turned to see. Yeah. Anyway, I continue. I saw 7 golden lampstands, and walking among the lampstands, I saw one like the Son of Man, wearing a full-length robe and a golden sash over his chest. His head and his hair were white like wool, white as glistening snow, and his eyes were like flames of fire. His feet were gleaming like bright metal, as though they were glowing in a fire, and his voice was like the roar of many rushing waters. In his right hand he held 7 stars, and out of his mouth was a sharp double-edged sword, and his face was shining like the brightness of the blinding sun. When I saw him, I fell down at his feet, as good as dead. But he laid his right hand on me, and I heard this reassuring voice saying, "Don't yield to fear. I am the beginning and I am the end, the living one. I was dead, but now look, I am alive forever and ever, and I hold the keys that unlock death and the unseen world. Now I want you to write what you have seen, what is and what will be after the things that I reveal to you. The mystery of the lampstands and the 7 stars is this. The 7 lampstands are the 7 churches, and the 7 stars in my right hand are the 7 messengers of the 7 churches."
Very, very big deal there.
Yes.
Can't get away from that one now, can you?
Oof, yeah.
That was a seeing ability going on to see what was happening in the future.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Yep, so John is seeing this. He's trying to explain it. And obviously this is Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
And he's speaking to John as well about what he's seeing. I don't know. Sometimes when we're reading, we're focused so much on the reading that we're not focused on
what it's saying.
What it's really saying, yeah. So that's why I like to listen to the Bible on audio. So you can look up different Bible applications or a place like audible.com and actually listen to the Bible. And then you can start to see what the word is really saying to you.
Mm-hmm.
And it's good practice for you.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Sorry. I keep coughing. I have a dry throat.
Mm-hmm.
Oh no, must have more coffee, which is probably making it worse.
Right.
But that's okay. And of course, we'll get into more seeing in the next episode, I am sure. So,
spread the word.
Be you and share you.
Bye.
Living in castles as 2 space astronauts. It was us against dragons, and together we fought.
Production and editing done in-house at Hardwired for Worship. Music by Lionel Casillo and Krista Marina.